From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In a two-line announcement this morning, the Vatican accepted the resignation of Thomas O'Brien, Bishop of the Phoenix Archdiocese. Earlier this week, O'Brien was arrested for his involvement in a fatal hit-and-run accident near his home. 2 weeks ago, the bishop signed an agreement with the county prosecutor that allowed him to sidestep indictment for covering up sexual misconduct by priests. From member station KJZZ, Mark Moran reports.
Parishioners at All Saints Catholic Church in Mesa, Arizona, had just started morning mass when news of the bishop's resignation broke.
On earth as it is in heaven.
As they left the church, many were angry and many were grieving.
I'm shocked. Shocked. Absolutely in shock. Was in tears. I've been crying since it happened. This is just too much. It's too much to digest and think about.
Lauren Lushenko said for many Arizona Catholics, it's hard to make sense of the bishop's actions.
In a way, it's almost like God works in mysterious ways. They always say that. And it's almost like it's a spiritual cleansing, which I have to accept being a Catholic. I don't like it, but I do believe it's God's will. I know it sounds strange, but I do believe that it will serve a greater purpose. It has to.
Last Saturday, a 43-year-old man was hit by a car and killed while crossing the street in Phoenix. Witnesses reported the license plate number of the car that hit the pedestrian. When police arrived at Bishop O'Brien's home on Monday, they found his light gold Buick in the garage with the windshield badly cracked on the passenger side. They questioned, then arrested him.
I knew that there would be some parishioners that would be upset.
Rick Romley is the Maricopa County attorney. Romley said he's investigating the bishop's activities in the hours leading up to the accident to determine whether alcohol or drugs were involved.
And if so, we will then consider charges such as negligent homicide or manslaughter, because that would permit those charges to be done. Now, with that said, we don't have any evidence to date that he was intoxicated.
The accident came just 2 weeks after O'Brien signed an agreement with County Attorney Romley in order to avoid prosecution in a sex abuse scandal. O'Brien admitted knowing that priests in his diocese were abusing minors, but transferred them without informing their new bishops. At that time, many in the community, including County Prosecutor Romley, called for the bishop's resignation. The Vatican refused to consider it. Richard Seip is a former priest who has written the book Sex, Priests, and Power. He says it is clear that the Vatican has viewed the scandal over the accident and the sex abuse scandal very differently.
Rome is very, very loath to be pressured by people, and the Vatican was not going to give in to that. That's very clear. In spite of the loss of credibility even at that time. But being in jail and having the evidence put forth on the front page of all the papers in the country, that becomes a different deal as far as Rome's concerned, different level of scandal.
The Vatican has given Archbishop Michael Sheehan of Santa Fe, New Mexico, full authority over the Phoenix Diocese until it appoints a new bishop. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.